Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe. Been here since 10 with Austin Bechtold on the ones and twos. News of the day. Austin just talked about it in case you missed fan headlines. Paul Skeens, he is your starter for the National League in the MLB All-Star Game coming up next Tuesday. And to help us talk about that, we can talk about his performance from yesterday and a bunch of other things Pirates related. Former Pirate pitcher, current Bucco analyst, Bob Walk joins us right now on 93.7 The Fan. And Bob Walk brought to you by Gutter Helmet. For a limited time, enjoy up to 35% off Gutter Helmet. No money down or payments for 1 year. Conditions apply. Bob, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Oh, sure, Josh.
We got to talk about Paul Skeens. This is the story of the day. It's probably the story around baseball. 11 starts, Bob. He gets to start the All-Star Game. The last rookie that started the All-Star Game, Hideo Nomo, in 1995. That's the last time I remember there being this much excitement around a rookie pitcher going into the All-Star Game. But you look at Paul Skeens, you look at what he's done, you see this opportunity. What does it say to you?
Well, this is what the All-Star Game is all about. It's, the fans. This is a game for the fans. And who do they want to see? They want to see Skeens. I mean, he obviously is a big story here in Pittsburgh. We talk about it every single day during the games, and on the talk radio shows, he's always one of the topics. But he's more than that. He's a national baseball celebrity. Everywhere you go, you're going to be asked about him. You know, what's he like? What kind of guy he is? All this kind of stuff. It's all over. So it's just, I think, natural that with what he has been doing, especially looking at his last start, he starts the All-Star Game. He right now is the best pitcher in the National League. I don't think anybody would make a much of an argument that he's not. Now, the only argument you can say, well, he's only been doing it for, 11 games now, 10 games, whatever it is. And that's the only argument you can make. And really, when you talk about the All-Star Game, I'm not sure that that's going to hold a lot of water because, like I said, this is about the fans. Who the fans want to enjoy watching during this game with stars versus stars. Skeens, I'm sure, is the pick everywhere around the country.
Bob, we talked about this for a while, too, about the excitement around the All-Star Game. And Austin and I were talking about it. He said this is probably the first All-Star Game he's seen where he's seen this much excitement surrounding it. For me, I remember Pedro Martinez in 99 striking out 5 out of the 6 batters he faced in 2 innings. Then I think about Hideo Nomo in 1995. But you were selected for one in 1988. From the player's perspective, what was the difference then as far as the excitement surrounding the game that might not be the same now?
I think that it was very exciting for, depending on what players you were talking about. For guys like me that, coming for their first time, maybe second time, the excitement was huge. I mean, I can remember talking and telling people that I felt like I was walking onto a big league field for the first time all over again. Hmm. It was like my rookie year. That's the way that I felt. But there was a lot of guys that had been out there year after year after year, and I'm sure to them it was like, okay, let's do this and, get home for at least one day off. Back then you didn't get 4 days off. You got 3 days off.
Hmm.
So that for the guys that had to do it year after year, it was a little bit of a pain for them. They missed those 3 days off, which were huge. But, that for guys like me, the excitement was, through the roof. And, you had those butterflies in your stomach just like you did the first time you were out there.
Former Pirate pitcher, current Bucco analyst Bob Walk joining me on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Now, a little bit more discussion about Paul Skeens here, because I want to get into yesterday's start and what we saw him do. 7 innings, no hit ball, walked a guy, hit a batter, but did not allow a run, retired 16 guys in a row, pulled after 7 innings with 99 pitches. First question, what did you see out of that performance yesterday, especially as the game went on? Second question is, what would your decision have been after that 7th inning?
Well, I think that what we've seen from him a lot this year, and not every game, but a lot of the games that he's pitched, as the game goes along, he seems to get better, get more efficient. The hitters are at a disadvantage when he's seen them a couple of times. People always talk about the other way around, like, third time through the lineup, we got to change pitchers because now the hitters have seen him. With him, it works the opposite. He has seen the hitters now, and now he seems to get better. Obviously, when I played, you didn't get taken out of a game. To answer your second question, you didn't get taken out of a game when you're throwing a no-hitter. That's my point of view from my era that I participated in. Now, is this...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We might have lost Walkie. We'll try to get Walkie back on the line here because he was on a roll there talking about some of the stuff we've seen out of Paul Skeens. And it is worth mentioning that.
Nowadays, not too many.
You mentioned Paul Skeens getting stronger as the game went along. I mentioned this earlier in the show. One guy I think of remotely recently was Justin Verlander. He was a guy who can go in the ninth inning, and after throwing 100 pitches, he could still throw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball and still have something left in the tank. Who are some pitchers that you remember seeing over the years that could do that same thing, that could just continue to, get stronger as the game went on?
Well, the only guy that I remember that would do that in that way is Verlander himself.
Hmm.
And I can remember the first time I saw him, I was told, he won't be real impressive early on, but it's the end of the game, he'll be throwing 98 to 100 miles an hour. And it was just like that. I mean, I looked at the radar gun, and they were actually using radar guns back when he was first starting. And he would start off, like, I was watching, he'd be 94, 95, and I'm like, okay, he's not all that impressive. A lot of guys throw this. Sure enough, by the end of the game, he's touching 100. And he's you know, thrown over 100 pitches. So he not only got stronger, but his velocity would build as the game goes along. I've never seen anybody really like that, where they would build on their velocity. I've seen guys that would stay strong throughout the game, you know, like a Steve Carlton, you know, people like that. You know, they'd start off pretty strong, and it'd be eighth, ninth inning, and there's no change, so they're still wiping people out. So, you know, that's the kind of picture I think I see from Skeens, because, I mean, he'll strike out the side and hit 100 in the first inning, but just like I think it was about three starts ago, his last pitch of the game was 102. The last pitch he threw was 102. So he'll start strong, and he'll stay velocity-wise all the way, you know, through 100 pitches with no problem. I mean, he is a big horse. You know, I don't know if you've spent much time standing next to him, but he's a specimen, and he works out there on the mound just like he looks.
Bob, I want to shift gears from the mound to the plate because, yes, Paul Skeens is going to start the All-Star game, but there's another Pirate going in the person of Brian Reynolds, and Brian Reynolds equally is deserving. And since just the beginning of June, hitting .320, .970 OPS, 10 home runs, we've seen him since that calendar turn from May to June, just him completely up his game. And he goes into July, he continues to maintain it. Just what have you seen from Brian Reynolds that has allowed him to get from where he started, you know, just 6 weeks ago when he was hitting only .249 to get to this point where he's touching .280?
I really don't see a whole lot with him, to be honest with you. I mean, he is so consistent all the time. He's been our best player for a long time now. At the end of the year, you look at his numbers, they're always pretty much the same. He's incredibly dependable. And he doesn't change, you know, he's not emotional out there. He doesn't change. Whether he's hitting .240 or .320, you're not going to see anything different. You're going to see somebody that plays hard every single day. He's not somebody – I mean, how many times do you see somebody hit a ball out toward the fence and they think it's a home run, and then they have to hustle to get into second base? They almost get thrown out. Mm. You know, we see that in baseball, even though with some of our own players a lot. You don't see that with him. He's hustling all the way, and occasionally turns a double into a triple. That's the way he plays the game. And that's why when the balls start falling for him and he starts getting into a groove up there with the bat, which happens two or three times during the season, because he's always consistent in the way he plays, the numbers jump even higher than they do for other guys. He's so consistent with his effort. Everything he does is the same. I've been kidding around because people have been asking me this question. We talk about it on the air. I say, really, what's happened is when he changed to the his walk-up music for, I want beer for my horses. That's when it changed for him. Since that point, his OPS has been over 800, and he's hitting like about 310 since then. So I say it's the song. How's that?
I'll take that as an answer. I'll definitely take that. One more before we let you go, Walkie. We've talked about Paul Skeens. We've talked about Brian Reynolds. These are the two bona fide all-stars on this game. I can make the argument that Mitch Keller is a guy that's deserving as well. Is there a third guy that you look at right now going into the second half of the season? I know there's still a series to be played in Chicago, but going into the second half of the season, is there a third or a fourth player that you think can maybe find another level to maybe push this team over the hump?
Well, I got my fingers crossed on a bunch of guys. Sawinski is coming into this year had hit what, like 48 home runs or something in his first two seasons, and a lot of that was he wasn't even like the everyday player, especially in his first year. So I really had great hopes for him as a home run hitter this year. Hopefully, he can still turn out to be that guy the last couple of months, because We've started all year. We've talked about we need offense. We need offense. We're wasting this great pitching, and now the offense. You've seen some games where they've really come together and put up some nice numbers. And I think the thought of the offense now needs to be, it has to be more consistent. You know, like we're still having these games where we don't do anything on, like last night, Skeens. When Skeens, you know, we won that game 1-0. It could have got away from us in the eighth inning there. Holderman didn't have his best game out there, and it looked like we might be a problem. We could have lost that game because the offense really didn't do a whole lot. So we need some more consistency from our offense. You know, Sawinski coming around and hitting home runs like he had the first couple of years. Hayes. You know, Hayes really hasn't been the offensive player that we expected. Last 2 months of last year, he looked like he was becoming a guy that can really do a great job in the middle of the lineup and carry a team for a month or two when he got hot. So that's, you know, something that, you know, we can maybe hope for. And let's say two guys. Let's say Sawinski and Hayes both get hot, and put that along with what Rowdy has done.
Yes.
You know, if they do what he did, now we got an offense that can really, you know, help out and on a consistent everyday basis, and help this great pitching we're getting, and get us to the playoffs. You know, with great start, we got three really good starting pitchers. When you talk about, you know, you throw Jones into this mix, he's on the IL right now. If you got three hot pitchers, and you go, you know, guys that can dominate and beat good teams, you got three of those guys, and you get into the postseason, into that tournament, who knows how far you can go? Well, we got to get there. We got to get the offense consistent.
Great stuff, Bob. As always, we appreciate it. Thanks again. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Josh. Talk to you later.
Bob Walk.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.